Right now, it is time to go down the studio hall.
Down the hall. Around the world, down the hall.
We're going to go around the world and down the hall to Arjun Singh, who is sitting
in the next room.
In our next studio. Good morning, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you this morning?
Great. Everything is fine.
Did you enjoy the heavy rain we had here?
Oh, yes. Yes.
The lake.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great experience for me, watching every time and taking the videos when it was raining for a long time. And it was really great experience to see it's raining so continuously and so heavily. It's like a downpour. And you see only in movies or pictures. So I experienced it. And every time I wanted to just capture the every moment when it was raining. But it was really great experience. And last week it was wonderful for me. And I met some wonderful people here and visited the cruise with Mr. Bach and Amy. I went to the New York and that was a wonderful experience of my life to see the Statue of Liberty so close. And it was great because a man who lives in a temperature of 120 degree Fahrenheit, surrounded by the dunes everywhere, no water, no river, and you are just in the middle of that river. And it's
you
just
the circle line?
Yes. No, it's a spirit of New York. Much interested and much, I think, very reputed people were there, good people were there. So it was a wonderful trip. Yeah. I never dreamt like that I would get such a wonderful opportunity in my life.
Now, was there a lot of people on the boat?
Oh, there were a lot of people in the boat. It was completely booked, fully crowded. But I'm the most fortunate person because most of them, they were just enjoying in their music and all those things. And I was just on the top of the deck, and I'm feeling like a Titanic view was there. I just opened my arms and I got some pictures there. So unbelievable trip was that, and great, and the food and everything was very, very good and memorable for me. So I just it took about me an hour to just note down everything. When I came back at the home farm, I wrote everything in my diary because I don't want to miss anything in my life, because it was good. And then I was invited by Mr. Cliff Waldo. He is in Sharon and on a barbecue dinner there. So it was interesting to meet his family members there, and it was like a barbecue. First time I saw these things, so it was great. The man with a great sense of humor. He promised me to take on a tour. Maybe tomorrow we are going to go a tour of Sharon. And then I saw some paintings, very interesting paintings work there. So it's really a wonderful and memorable stay here in the Sharon in last week.
Now I have to ask you. I went on the Circle Line cruise when I was in eighth grade, and it was a windy, misty, rainy day. And I enjoyed it a lot. I hold those memories, but it was a lot of fun. And I guess it hasn't changed over the years. It's because everybody I speak to that takes it now has the same amount of fun.
Oh, yes. But I'm the most fortunate. The day was quite sunny, no clouds. There's clear sky, blue sky there. And thousands of people in many boats and cruise lines in there, and I was one of the most important one, with the name Spirit of New York. And we started up from Chelsea Pier. It got thousands. My camera is jammed now with the photos and all those things, because it was really great and wonderful. And music there, food there in the cruise there, and the people dancing and enjoying every moment of their life and taking photographs and memories. So it's just like for me, if you come to the sand dunes of Jaisalmer, and if you are on a camel, if it's just like a camel ride, they just enjoy like a camel ride. For me, it's like the same way. So it's really interesting. Nothing got, I think, for you, it's memorable. For me, it's always a memorable trip.
So now, what did you eat at the barbecue? Come on, tell me, what did
you
eat?
Oh, yes.
What did you eat?
Yes, some veggie salads they made specially for me. And that was very delicious because I eat vegetables only. And some great soups were there, hot soups were there. And well, the people, they eat their own choice. But for me, they were very careful in this way. They asked me what I would like to have it. So they just served it for me. And the thing is that the hospitality, the people, their relatives, their friends, and Mr. Waldo himself, they treated me just like a VIP guest. So it's not ordinary for me. It's not usual for me. So I'm getting a wonderful, I think, hospitality here in this area. So it's great for me.
All right. And so next on your adventure is a tour of Sharon.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, that sounds great. Now, how much longer do you have here?
I'm just going back on next Wednesday early in the morning. So I think this is my last stay here in this studio. And hope I will be reaching Delhi on 11th because it's a 10 hours difference. So I'll start my journey on Wednesday and I'll be reaching in India on Thursday.
And when do you go back to teaching?
As soon as I reach there, okay. And then I will be in contact with my school staff. And I think, because I don't want to stay there any longer in the Delhi, but the Girdhar has a plan to come to Delhi to visit. So he's coming to receive me and by himself, 14 years old. So I think he can do it. So if he comes to meet me in Delhi, then maybe we would like to stay there for a couple of days and make some visit for him and then go back.
How long will it take him to get to Delhi?
1.5 hours by flight.
So he's going to fly?
Yes, there is. And the first flight is starting on 1st of October. It started. Just.
Oh, that's good.
And what does that cost, for example?
It's like $50.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, $50.
It's better than a train.
Here you can't park your car in the airport for $50.
From Jerusalem to Delhi, yeah.
You can't park in a garage in New York for your day for $50.
No, you can't park here for $50. You got to be kidding me. That's a great cost.
Terrific. All right.
So that's why all the people of Sharon, you are welcome. I'm there. So India is not so expensive for you.
All right. And so then you've been having a grand old time here.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's been good to see you here in the studio. And congratulations and thanks to Bark and Amy. They've been hosting you. So now you've had warm weather here. You've had cold weather. You've seen heavy rain.
Yeah.
I mean, you've gone through everything, but you haven't seen any snow.
No, and change of colors in the leaves there, in the trees there. Thank you. So such a kind people, and they did everything for me. Whatever they just cared of me, and so I'm so thankful and highly obliged to Bach and Amy, sir.
All right, Arjun. Great to see you in the studio and have a safe trip back.
Thank you, sir.
And
thank you, ma'am. Thank you. So kind of you. Right. Thank you.
That is Arjun Singh, who has been live in our studio the past couple of weeks with Around the World.